I'm going to share for this morning just on a very simple thought that we probably have talked about before, but something that I've been meditating on over the last week or so, which is just walking with God. And it's been, for me, just very personal. And I just started off this week probably just meditating on that. Lord, I just desire the simplicity of maintaining a walk with you, a close walk with the Lord. And I was coming back to those verses that we know, and those ones in the old covenant, like Enoch, where it says that he walked with God and he was not, for God took him. And I was thinking of Noah, and because I knew there was another verse, and it says that these are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time, and Noah walked with God. And when we think about the opportunity we have, I was thinking of this as the Psalm in Psalm 139, where we know it says, the psalmist says, you saw me before I was born, and every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So we know that God has, he sees the end from the beginning, but he has ordained each day of our life. And some of those days are going to be joyous days, and some of those days are going to be difficult days. We know that. And that's true from a circumstance perspective. That's true for every person, that he makes the sun to shine on the righteous and the unrighteous. And at the same time, difficult circumstances come on the righteous and the unrighteous. Yet we have an opportunity in the midst of what he has ordained for our lives to walk with him. And the verse that we know well in Micah 6 came to my mind as I was thinking about this. It says, he has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? And this morning I was thinking, well, I've been thinking over the last few days, what does that actually look like? And this is not intended to be complicated. Please, if it comes across that way, then I missed the mark in terms of sharing this, in terms of what does it look like to walk with the Lord. But this morning when I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about this verse in Micah 6, it is not a surprise to me. It actually really jumped out at me this morning, where it says, the one word it talks about, it doesn't just say, and to walk with your God. It says, and to walk humbly with your God. And I think that word is so important in not, I'm just, okay, I need to do this humbly. But I was thinking about it this morning and thinking, when we think about whether we're young and just starting our walk with the Lord, or we're many years down the road of walking with the Lord, the essential piece in there is humility. It says to walk humbly with him. And I'll explain just a few thoughts, and I'm sure there's more to be had, but a few thoughts as to why I was thinking, man, that word is so critical in terms of I could say almost successfully walking with God, or what it actually looks like to walk with God. And I was thinking about, you know, obviously when we think of what is an example, we talk about Enoch, we talk about Noah, they walked with God, but we, particularly with Enoch, we don't get a great picture of what Enoch's life looked like. With Noah, we do get a bit of a picture of what his life looked like. And we see someone that was willing to obey God, even when it would have looked insane to everybody else. I've talked about, I probably shared this, I've talked with my kids, and we'd be talking to covering the story of Noah, and I would ask them, what do you think people would think if we just started building a big boat in our backyard up here on Sumas Mountain, you know, 900,000 feet above sea level? You know, what do you think people would think? They're probably still a little young. I don't know, guys, do you understand how crazy that would be now? We haven't talked about it for a while, but, you know, people would have just thought Noah was crazy, but he was willing to walk in obedience to what God had called him to. But the greater example that we see of what it looks like in my mind to walk with God is Jesus. And I just went back and I was looking at a number of verses, and probably even as I say that, there's some verses that come to your mind of how we can see that example from Jesus. And specifically the few verses that are really clear, there's a number of verses, I think all of them that I had written down are in John. And all of them make reference to statements like this in John 5:19. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son does in like manner." Or similarly in John 12:49, he says, "For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak." You get a picture of Jesus' life of someone that was just totally surrendered to his Father. And it was, I'm not going to do something that I don't see the Father doing. I'm not going to say something that the Father is not asking me to speak. And if you're thinking about that, you may think, well, that seems difficult. But there's just, when you stop and say, Lord, okay, I come back to that point that he has ordained every day of our life. And I literally am picturing it in my mind. And I don't think it's a difficult thing to picture, that each day is going to come with whatever circumstances the Lord has ordained. My desire is that I would walk. I would be right beside the Father in terms of walking through each day of just, you know, having that heart that says, Lord, how do I respond to this? How do I act in this situation? And so it doesn't become this like burden, this feeling of, I'm only allowed to do what he tells me to do. I'm only allowed to say what he tells me to say, but more coming to the place of seeing our own weakness. And this is come back to this point, and I'm going to mention this maybe a couple of times. Remember what it said in Micah. It said to walk humbly with our God. And the more that we come to that revelation of seeing our own weakness and our own shortcomings and our increasing, I don't want to say it's ever increasing, because our need of our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ is always there. And our need is complete. We completely need him. But I think as we grow in our walk with the Lord, we come to get a better revelation of how much we need him. Every hour, I think we sang that song, I need thee. Lord, I need thee every hour. And so as we get this picture, we come to such a rest, such a dependence, but it's such a wonderful place of dependence, of being like, Lord, I don't know how to respond in this. I don't know what to say or how to deal with this. But Lord, you know, and I can look to you for wisdom. I can look to you for my every need, and just trusting him that he will continue to give us that wisdom and just help us as we walk with him. And so similarly in the new covenant, you know, what does that mean to walk with God? We get this picture of walking with God, and you can have that in your mind. In the new covenant, it becomes fairly clear. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, I am going to send you a helper. It was the Holy Spirit. And in Romans, we get that clear picture. It just says those who are led by the Spirit of God, it says in Romans 8:14, it says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God, who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. In the new covenant, I think it shifts a little bit. Like in the old covenant, it would say it was walking with God. It's exactly the same. In the new covenant, I think it's more this reference of being led by the Spirit is kind of the way the language changes, but the picture is exactly the same, because God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit are one. And so in the new covenant, this vision or this picture is laid out before us of now being led by the Spirit, but it's this exact same. It's walking in step with this Spirit that he has promised to give us as a helper, as a comforter, as the one that will empower us to walk this life, to in those difficult circumstances, in those trying days, to overcome. It is by the power of his Spirit that will indwell us. And yet we can get out of step with the Spirit, or we cannot be being led by the Spirit. And that's the place I don't want to be. It's like, Lord, in every circumstance, as maybe a young person, and with decisions before you, what is life going to look like after school, or, you know, how do I deal with this as a single, Lord, what do you have for me in my life as a married person, as a mother or a father or a husband or a wife, Lord, how do I respond? How do I, Lord, what is it you're calling? How do I walk in this marriage? How do I walk as a father or a mother or as a son or a daughter, whatever the case may be? Lord, how do I do that? It's dependence on his Spirit. We all desire that. And so then you just come back to the Lord. So then, Lord, how do I do that? And that's where so much of this, and I've talked about this before, as we think about being led by the Spirit of God, it says this verse, which he said to Nicodemus, Jesus said to him in John 3, he said, he told him, unless you're born of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So is everyone who's born of the Spirit. You get this picture of, I don't know what the day is going to hold. I don't know where the Spirit's going to lead me. And yet, it's not intended to be this. And then Jesus wasn't saying this. It's not intended to be a place of confusion. There's an opportunity, but it is something we need to diligently seek. It's, Lord, how do I hear the voice of the Spirit? How do I hear your voice, Lord? It's one and the same. How do I hear the Lord's voice, the Spirit's voice, as so that I can walk in every circumstance, in every day that you've ordained for me? I want to walk in step with you. So how do we learn to hear his voice? Something that I know I've talked about because I went back in my notes and I found my notes on talking about learning to hear his voice. And so I share a couple thoughts for you. And there's many thoughts, I'm sure, on, you know, how, what it looks like. First of all, learning to hear the Lord's voice takes practice. Very simply put, I think as we're young in the Lord and we're seeking to hear his voice, there are times we may miss it. And the critical thing, as I look back, is just even having that understanding. There's a verse, and it's slightly different, but it says in Hebrews, let's see if I'd written it down here. I know it's at the end of Hebrews chapter 5. It said, this is speaking of solid food, but just teaching, but it says solid food is for the mature or the spiritually mature, it says, whose senses are trained by practice to discern, to distinguish between what is good and what is evil. So it was a point that the writer of Hebrews made is that as we practice, as we use our gifts and we walk our walk out in the Lord, we're going to grow in our understanding of what is good and what is evil. And I think the exact same is true in terms of hearing the Lord's voice, is that as we walk, you know, we may think, oh, this is the direction that the Lord has for me, and I've heard his voice, and then we pursue it, and we all of a sudden begin to evaluate it perhaps afterwards, which I think is very important in learning to hear his voice, is that we step back and say, what was the fruit of that decision? Was it good fruit or was it bad fruit? Because it helps us to look back and say, I think I heard correctly, or you know what, I don't think I heard correctly. But I also think that there's a number of incredible safeguards that God has given us as we desire to learn to hear his voice. And it all comes back to walking humbly with our God. And humbly comes back into play here very much. First of all, this verse to me is, well, and there's a couple very important verses when we think of learning to hear his voice, but trying to find my note, but the one where it says, it's in John 4, see if I can find it. Otherwise, I'll open my Bible. Where he says that, speaking to the woman at the well, John 5. Here we go. Sorry. John 4, 23, 24. I know I'm moving quickly. I'm not necessarily expecting you to turn to every verse. So I'm just sharing them with you as we go. But Jesus was speaking to her, and you remember the story. They're going back and forth. And she's asking him where to worship. And Jesus says, basically, you're kind of missing the mark. It's not about where you worship. It's about how you worship. And that the Father is seeking those who will worship in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And to me, this is a verse probably, you can take that John 3 verse that Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, and probably some people do, and just say it's all about being blown by the wind. The Spirit just blows me wherever he wants. And they forget this verse, which is only one chapter later, which says, yes, it's about being blown by the wind, but we always need to be discerning. When I say being blown by the wind, hearing the Spirit's voice, and the Spirit's leading me to do this or leading me to do that, the safeguard is always to be able to say, does what I believe the Spirit is speaking to my heart also line up with the truth of God's word? And just that incredible safeguard to be able to come back and say, Lord, I felt like the Spirit was leading me this way, but it just doesn't feel like it lines up with Scripture. That's a great test, because we have to remember that in learning to hear his voice, we have an enemy. And again, these things are so simple. It's probably a repeat, but it's just, I want to come back to that simple thing of, I think if we're honest, all of us, I 100% can. I think every one of us could say, Lord, I desire to walk every day closer in step with you. Tomorrow, closer in step with you. And to me, so much of that comes down to hearing his voice. There's one other critical part I'll talk about later, just as we hear his voice. But knowing that at the same time, there's going to be another voice. It's the devil. And the devil is going to be speaking lies. He's going to be speaking accusations. I was thinking of that verse in Revelation chapter 12, where it talks about him as the accuser of the brethren. You know, perhaps we stumble, we sin. All of a sudden, we all know that voice. That voice is there to tell us how awful we are and how we failed, and accuse us. That's what the enemy is there. And we also can look back and say, well, think of the ways that the enemy even tried to attack Jesus. And you can say, this is where it gets, he is a deceiver, and how he is there with Scripture. You could say, like, how it becomes very deceiving. But it's an amazing example that Jesus, who is the Son of God, who was the Son of God, yet was entirely man, he is our example of what it looks like to walk humbly with God. What's the one thing that we know of which you would think wouldn't even be necessary? When Satan came and tempted him, and there was a voice there, we don't know if it was a physical person or if it was just a voice in his mind. We don't know. At least I don't think it's clear. You can correct me on that if it is. But the critical point is that Jesus responded with Scripture. And there's just times where it's so evident. Jesus obviously studied the Scriptures as a young boy. And so it's a great example for us of just studying his word so that we can know the truth, that we can be led in Spirit and truth. But the other safeguard, so they're studying his word, is so important to hearing his voice, because it's in a critical way that God speaks through his word. And so as we're seeking to hear his voice and the decisions that we make, that sort of, Lord, I want to walk with you. And we're just praying, asking to hear his voice. His word will be an incredible guide, incredible. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. His word is going to be a critical way that he speaks. But there are going to be circumstances where we're also just having to discern, Lord, should I go this way or that way? So as we're pairing up what we believe we hear the Spirit speaking to us with his word, is an incredible safeguard. But the other thing, I just had a couple of Proverbs that written down before when I talked about hearing his voice, and just speaking to the fact of the beauty of having brothers and sisters in Christ. And as a young person, having parents that love the Lord that could be a guide. It says, where there is no guidance, the people fall. But in abundance of counselors, there is victory. Or similarly, for by wise guidance, you will wage war. And in abundance of counselors, there is victory. Those are Proverbs 11 and Proverbs 24. So again, this thought of walking humbly with our God. God gives grace to the humble. And so as we seek to walk humbly with him, we can humble ourselves and ask a brother, ask a sister, ask our mom, our dad, I'm struggling to hear his voice in this, or I want to hear his voice in this circumstance. Would you pray with me in this? Or what's your counsel on this? What do you see? What would be your wisdom in terms of hearing his voice? Where do you think the Lord might be directing me? And so that's where, again, I think, man, it's such an interesting how God put that word in there by his Spirit, that it's walking. It's not just walking with God. It's walking humbly with him. Because this is one of the great ways that I saw, this is where humility comes into walking with Lord, is being willing to ask others for counsel and wisdom, because they can help us to hear and perhaps discern, especially if there's an emotional situation or whatever we're getting stirred up in. An outside person that we know we really trust as a brother, a mature brother or sister in the Lord, can help guide us in those things and be us another safeguard. So there's worshiping in Spirit and truth. The word is a safeguard, but brothers and sisters, mom or dad who love the Lord and can offer that wisdom can also be a safeguard as we seek to learn to hear his voice. So that was another thought that ran through my mind. The last point that I wanted to make and again, it comes back to humility, is if we're seeking to desiring to walk with God, which is my longing, there's one other critical element. The first, obviously, is we need to hear his voice so that we can know the direction he's leading us. But the simple thought that I had was then having a heart that is yielded to the Father, yielded to our Lord, that would say, Lord, okay, I'm going to walk in obedience, just like Jesus, who heard his Father saying to him, I need you to go to the cross to pay the penalty for the sins of the whole world. And Jesus' response was, if you could find some other way, that would be my preference. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but that really is what he said is, Lord, if there's some other way that I don't have to drink this cup, Lord, I'd ask that you would take this cup from me, but not my will, yours be done. And I was just thinking that's the other huge element is this, is just being willing to surrender. So it maybe deviates a little bit from this thought of walking, of humility, but a heart that is surrendered. And it's just so critical that as we hear his voice, but in that, yeah, even lately I've been dealing with a circumstance where you need every one of these pieces. You need the word. You need a willingness to value brothers and sisters, mother, father, whatever the case may be in your life. And you need a willingness to obey what God is calling. When one of those pieces is missing, there's danger. That would be the simple thought I have for you, because I see a situation I've been dealing with over the last number of weeks with an individual. There is a desire to be worshiping in spirit and truth. There's a willingness to obey, even when it's difficult, but there is no willingness to listen to others. And so the result is danger of being misguided. And that's the situation that we don't want to find ourselves in. And I think probably all of us could think of a circumstance where we've missed the mark. The other point is just that willingness to be able to, you know, though the righteous stumble. So if we seeking to hear his voice and all of a sudden we're realizing we missed the mark, and that is it. Lord, not to allow the enemy to accuse and discourage, but to say, Lord, help me to learn from that wasn't your voice, and help me to hear more clearly the next time. But let us have a heart of humility as we seek to walk with him that would be willing to just humble ourselves and receive grace. And that grace can come in different ways. It can come through a brother or sister offering us wisdom and counsel. It can come by just different ways, but just as we seek to have that humility. The other verse that I would just share with you as in closing that I've shared before and share my own testimony of such a huge piece of learning to walk with God and learning to hear his voice is allowing, it says in Colossians chapter 3, I'm just going to read that verse for you, give me a second. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. And it was something that took many years for me to learn in my walk with the Lord, of just hearing his voice. And even now, as I pray about circumstances, it's not none of these pieces is in isolation, but it is another piece. As I think of us, as I pray about it, there's definitely times I'll be praying about a decision and I can say, you know what, I don't have peace about that. And that is a wonderful guide for us. Remember with, I believe it was Elijah, when God put him in the cleft of the rock there, he wanted to see the Lord. And there was, what was it? Fire, I think earthquake. Can't remember all the things, but he wasn't in any of those. And then there was a gentle breeze, and that's where God was. He was in the gentle breeze. And so often that is true. Sometimes we're looking for the earthquake. We're probably hoping for it. Sometimes we're hoping for this vision, a dream, something dramatic to really guide us. But what we see from scripture is that it's really not often where the Lord's voice is. It's in the gentle breeze. And that gentle breeze is this just the I think is oftentimes, and don't take this categorically as the, but it's just allowing the peace of God to guard our hearts and our minds. So as we're seeking each day to walk with him in what he has ordained and allowed and perfectly allowed. It's not a mistake. We can just say, Lord, my desire, and so I just share this final thought, which I've already been sharing, which is just, Lord, I want to walk with you. Help me to hear your voice. Allow that peace of God to guard our heart and our mind. And be willing to just test that still with scripture, that we can be those that worship in spirit and truth. And as we seek to walk humbly with him, also just the blessing that we have of having brothers and sisters who love the Lord, that we can seek wisdom and counsel from as well, or parents that love the Lord. That is such a gift. And at times it's a challenge as a child, as a youth, as we grow. Times, you know, we're finding our way and maybe we don't always agree, perhaps rightly or wrongly, we don't agree with mom and dad, but the wisdom and the safety, and that's really what it is for all of us. For us, for me, maybe it's the humility to speak with my wife or speak with a brother. I asked a few brothers to pray for me this morning on a decision that I need to make, because I think there's just such a blessing in it. And so that, again, is how one of the ways I look at it. I think that's how we can walk humbly with our God. So I leave those thoughts with you. Hopefully it's an encouragement, as I know each one of us desires to walk with God and just to hear his voice and each day be led by his spirit as we walk with him.